Hi, Michelle Sparks with you. Welcome to Eliminating Anorexia, Eating, Self and Body Issues. Great to have your company. In this episode, I want to share with you a dream that I had about a month ago when I was staying at my mum's, looking after my mum, who, if you've listened to other episodes, you'll know is very frail, elderly and needing some intensive care at the moment. So anyway, it was in the early hours of the morning. The reason I want to share this dream is because it so clearly brought home to me what is most essential in life. And the thing I want to say to you is how precious your life is. How precious your life is. And sometimes it's really hard to get our head around, what does that mean? You might think, is my life precious? I'm telling you, your life is so precious. And this dream really, it just really clarified that for me in a way that was very profound and very provocative in actual fact. And I want to share this dream because I hope it might help you also catch a glimpse of the truth that your life is precious beyond my words, beyond words. Your life is precious. So it was the early hours of the morning. I was, half awake, half asleep, and I just had a dream where I saw myself in what looked like a scene from the movie Amsterdam. I don't know if you've seen that, but I was in what looked like a morgue. It was kind of that sepia colour from the kind of 1930s, which is when that movie is set. That's the only thing that's relevant about the movie Amsterdam. It was just a sense that I was in this place that looked a bit like a morgue. And this sounds a bit shocking, but what I saw was that my left arm had been slit from the wrist right up to my armpit through the artery. And it had been done by what I recognized as some bad men. Now, exactly what that meant, I didn't know, but some bad men had slit my arm from the wrist to my armpit. And I knew that I was going to bleed out. No question, I was going to die. But I also knew that it wasn't going to be immediate. So that was the first scene in this dream. And that was shocking, as you can imagine. It was quite shocking. I thought, whoa, where did that come from? And I think what I felt in that moment was something about, I was deeply shocked. And I was, sad is not the right word. I realized how much I wanted to live, how important life was, how precious life was. So that was the first scene. And then the next scene, I was waking up. And I woke up and I looked at my arm because I thought, maybe that was just a bad dream. And I looked at my left arm and I could see a seam along from the left wrist right up to the armpit. And it's like the wound had been closed over. And I felt tremendous relief. I thought, maybe I have a reprieve. Maybe that, maybe I'm not going to bleed out. Maybe I'm not going to die. And I felt such a joy that my life might have been spared. And as I went to lift up my left arm to actually look more closely at this seam, it's like when you're sewing a seam between two pieces of cloth. So there was a seam going up my arm. And as I lifted my wrist to have a better look, the seam just started to come apart and bright red blood started to seep through. And I felt just again this plummeting sense in my heart. It was like, I'm going to die. It's real. And in that moment, I didn't quite know what to do. It was almost a bit shocking. And I went out of a door, and it looked like I was in an apartment building, and I went out to, open the door into what looked like a corridor or a hall, and I just cried help, and I could see people immediately scrambling to get me a doctor. And in that moment I thought, I don't want a doctor. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was bleeding out and I was going to die. In that moment, all I really wanted to do was look into the eyes of the people I loved. I wanted to look in the eyes of my mum, my family, my friends. And then I started to see other people. I saw all sorts of people, people that were homeless on the street, people that were living in different lifestyles to me. I saw people, just people, all sorts of people. And I just felt like I wanted to look in their eyes, because what I was aware of is that as I was bleeding out, my life was in that blood. My life, my ability to stay alive was in the blood, and I was bleeding out. And in that moment, I realized how precious life is. And I just wanted to look in the eyes of the people I love and pretty much anyone and just say to them, hey, your life is so incredibly precious. And then I saw this other picture, and it was of Jesus Christ. It was of the Son of God who bled out for all of us. And I felt like there was this message that each individual's life is so incredibly precious. And we often don't know what's precious until we're on the point of losing it. And I could see this preciousness, and I could see this desire to tell people that they were loved. They were so loved. And then I saw this other picture of the Son of God, if you like, bleeding out as he did on the cross. He bled out for us. And it felt to me that what was going on in that moment was, not only did I want to look in the eyes of whoever was in front of me and say to them, if they didn't know, that they were loved and that their life mattered, that they were precious. But it wasn't just for now. It was for that they would know this love and the preciousness of their life forever. And that is what I believe when Jesus Christ bled out for us, for every single one of us. That's what he was making possible for us, to know how precious and how loved we are, how precious our life is. You may not have anyone in your world that is giving you that message, but I can tell you, your life, the very fact that you are alive, the very fact that you have been born into this world, that you have been created, you are loved. You are precious. And it's not just enough to know that in this life. I mean, that's great. If you have that blessing of family and friends and you know that you're loved, what a wonderful gift is that. But this life is short. But there, you know, the destiny for all of us is to know that we are loved, that we are, our lives are precious, that we matter. And that, you know, that life, that preciousness has been purchased for eternity. It is in the blood of the Son of God who bled out for us, so that we wouldn't just know love, God willing, in this life, but that we would know it forever, for eternity. So I know that's an amazing dream. It's an amazing dream. I woke up and I thought, wow, it felt to me like everything had just been really clarified. What was important in life, in my heart, in my understanding, just got very simplified. And I want to share that with you, because it is really the most simple but most important message I can share with you. And that is that you are loved and that your life is incredibly precious. Really, your life is precious. While you have breath, while you have life, it is a gift and it is precious. And your life may have been very tough, and you may have relationships that are very tough, but I know the God who created you loves you and wants you to know that he bled out so that you could know this incredible love that passes knowledge, that passes understanding. You know, it says in scripture that we cannot plumb the height and the length and the depth and the breadth of the love of God. It is beyond our human finite capacity to comprehend it. But as we come just on that journey, it changes us. It gives us such peace and such security and such joy, which isn't dependent on circumstances, but is something deeper that resides in our spirit. And it's not just for now. It's not just for these 70, 80 years if you're blessed. It is forever, that you would know the love with which you were created, that true love that with which you were created, and you would know it forever. So that's all I really want to say in this episode, is that your life is so precious. And I just really pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that this truth would just make its way into your heart and into, you know, the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know the hope that is before you in Christ. It is a hope that is secure and eternal. So no matter how rough it gets here, there's an anchor for our souls that enters into this heavenly hope. And that's extraordinary. I mean, if you can think of all the very best moments, the best moments that you've had in life, whether it's in relationship, it's, you know, in relationship with people, with animals, with the creation, it's just a foretaste of heaven. Heaven is going to be so much more extraordinary than, you know, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has been able to conceive all that God has for those who love him, who just accept what he made available through the shed blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So I just want to leave you with that in this episode and just say, your life is precious. Your life is precious beyond the words I can speak to you in this episode. And there is one who created you, fashioned and formed you in your mother's womb, knew all the days ordained for you before any of them came to pass. And he wants to know, he wants you to know, no matter what has happened for you in this life, he is your father, the good shepherd. And he wants you to know love and security and peace and joy forever. That's why he sent his only son to bleed out for us. It says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. So much more than what is available in this life, which is short and can be very painful for many people. So I just hope that's a hopeful and encouraging message. I know it's a pretty shocking dream. It was a shock to me, but it has stayed with me. And it's really helped me see just what's important. Really, all that's important is the person in front of me, that they would know how much they are loved, and that they would know that they can enjoy that sense of being loved, that knowledge of being loved, the peace and the security that comes with that. They could know that forever, forever. That death is not the final word, and it doesn't have to be scary. I'm not saying that we welcome it. I'm not saying that at all, but this life is short. And so I hope that's hopeful for you to know that this isn't all there is, but you can know love now, and it's forever. And it's in relationship with the God that created you, because he loves you and he wants you to know love. Beloved, that's who you are. You are beloved. Beloved, be loved. Be loved. Let yourself be loved. I pray that you experience this in relationship with the God that created you. Really, it's as simple as just saying, Jesus Christ, help me to receive what you did for me. I want that. That's my prayer for you. there is nothing more important for your healing from an eating disorder either than to know that you are precious, that you are loved, that you have worth and value that is immeasurable and irrefutable, that you were created by a God who loves you to know love and to know that forever. So, as we start this year, my prayer for you is that your roots would go deep and your foundations would be strong in the unfailing love of God for you in Christ. Amen. You can probably hear that I recorded this early in the year, and it's now April the 9th, Easter Sunday, so it feels like a good time to publish this. Your feedback and questions are welcome, and you can write to me at Michelle at michellesparks.com. Until next time, travel well.